Let us pray for the whole people of God and for all people according to their needs. This last Sunday of the church year, we come before our Heavenly Father in the name of the one who is King of Kings, his Son Jesus, at his invitation to pray. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, all in heaven and on earth will bow before your Son and confess that he is Lord. With his assurance, grant courage to those who face opposition from hostilities to the gospel. By your Holy Spirit, strengthen all Christians to bear bold and loving witness to your Son. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you are ruler over all the nations. Give a spirit of wisdom to those who govern our land, that there may be justice and peace. Bless our nation with honesty, truth, and an honorable way of life. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, the strength of the weak and the consolation of those who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers on behalf of your people. We remember those who are homebound: Lorraine Doughty, Fran Winstead, Dixie Crawford, Ginny Held, Jim Ogilby, praying that your love and grace will be with them in their loneliness and that your word will always comfort them. We remember those who are sick or recovering: Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Sandy, Don, Blake, Johanna, Rachel, and Don. We offer thanksgiving for baby Andrew William, a new addition to the Santora family. We pray for Monique, for Raleigh, for Roy, and for Tiffany Smith as she prepares to bring forth a child, and for Florence. Oh Lord, we pray that by your power, their illnesses, their challenges, and also their joys may be held in your hands and be surrounded by your love. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Together we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The New Testament is filled with amens, 77 in the Gospels alone. Paul uses the word amen as a part of his doxologies, as in Romans, which concludes, "To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen." In our worship and in all of our lives, we add our amens as we praise God for what has been, what is this day, and what will be yet to come in his gracious kingdom. We close out the church year with the choir singing, we say amen. Please be seated.